and it is official. The Rock Watch continues. That's right. Now, apparently he's in Cairns, Carly.
Yeah, so I did a little bit of Nancy Drewing on Tuesday and I was on my Flight Radar app, as you do when you have absolutely no life, and I noticed a private jet was landing in Cairns, direct from Hawaii. Now, The Rock got married in Hawaii a couple of days back before that, and I looked up this private jet and I was like, who has the cash to charter a private jet to Hawaii? And when I looked up this private jet, it's top of the range PJ.
Yeah.
Like, someone is dropping the cash. There's not many people in the world, I think, that have the means or the cash to do that other than The Rock.
Now, we brought this to the show yesterday. And actually, right now in the studio, we have the one and only general manager, Richard King, joining us. Hey, mate.
Hello.
Now, you've come into the studio to kind of slap me on the wrist a little bit, because yesterday, without your permission at this point, I promised the world, have a listen to what I promised The Rock and his wife. They've just gotten married. We need to offer them a honeymoon present.
Mm.
I say, if we can get The Rock on this station for an interview, we will give them a honeymoon present. Let's send them to the Great Barrier Reef for free. Let's put them up a night at the Riley and a dinner for two at Paper Crane. What do you think?
I think you need to make some phone calls before you make those promises.
Well, listen, the man who has to open up the wallet, Richard King. Hey, mate.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is a case of paper, scissors, rock, because we really need you to back us in here, Kingy. And because think about it. Think about this for the show. The Rock is here in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't confirmed that yet, but we'll get that confirmed. Someone inboxed us, though, saying he is at Port Douglas.
Yeah.
They wanted to remain anonymous. Couldn't tell us their sources. But we want to get this exclusive. Could you imagine? That's a world radio exclusive. That will do wonders for this station. We will be known as the station that got The Rock in the studio.
I'm all for it. I love The Rock.
Yeah.
So if you can get him on, you can have your reef trip, your hotel, your dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm going to have to cough up the money.
So you have zero faith in us.
I have a lot of faith in you, but it's The Rock.
Yeah.
If he's going to go to the reef,
yeah,
do you reckon he'll go on his own boat or?
Yeah, well, he did get a private jet.
I mean, he's coming on the great PJ, as you said.
Well, I did kind of get ahead of myself and I already inboxed him from my Hit Far North Queensland Facebook Instagram account, and I put it forward to him, your offer.
Yeah, so
it's in the works.
We've already offered it to him. So you're more than happy to pay for it if we can get it, but you just don't think we can.
I'm more than happy to pay for it. If you get The Rock on air.
Yeah.
Preferably in the studio.
Well, Kingy. On the phone. It has to be on the phone.
All right, Kingy, now look, that might be a tall order.
Yeah, it's a tall glass of water.
Okay, let's bring it down to a medium because I have kind of a counter offer for you. The next best thing.
Yeah.
What if we can get someone in the far north who can get either a photo with The Rock confirming he's in the far north or some audio, even if it's recorded on their phone or video of The Rock, can we offer them a dinner at Paper Crane on your wallet? And we have to verify that it's real.
Yeah, it has to be
real.
Okay, the question's been put out.
We can offer them a dinner.
So we can offer, wait a second, Carly, can we offer the people who send us the picture
if
the dinner?
If someone can verify for us that The Rock is in Far North Queensland, if there's any footage, video, or even better, you can order the whole bottle of wine if you can get us audio of The Rock.
Yes.
Oh, that's big. Okay, so if you're listening right now and you want that free dinner with the bottle of wine that we just threw in there, and trust me, the fried chicken there is amazing, we will send you the dinner.
Now, wait, how many people are going to dinner, Kingy?
Yeah.
For dinner for two, surely.
You can't be on your own.
No, dinner for two.
Okay, so the hunt is on. Rock Watch continues. You need to provide a photo of him or get his audio on your phone and send it to us, and we will send you to dinner. How good is that?
Oh, this is amazing.
All right, it continues.
Seamus, I am bloody tired. I am haggard because for weeks on end, I have had zero sleep.
Why? What's going on?
Mate. So I could tell you what is going on, but I'm going to let you hear a little insight into my life. This is what I just press record.
Mm.
I just put the phone on my chest and press record, and you can have a little glimpse into what for weeks on end I have been attempting to fall asleep to.
Mm. There's a lot going on
there. There's a lot going on. Okay, let's start with the background noise, which is the singing. So I go to bed 8:30, 9 o'clock every single night because I've got to be up early for this show.
Mm.
And without fail, every single night that my head hits the pillow, someone fires up a karaoke machine. I don't know where it's coming from. I live in bungalow. If it's you...
13, 12, 16, Carly's going to tear you a new one.
And it's a group of people. It's a group. Every single night.
Is it every night?
Every night. And then what you heard providing the bass system is my boyfriend Russell.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to bother him whatsoever. So every half an hour I have to wake him up and be like, A, can't you hear that? And B, stop snoring. Like, our relationship is hanging on by a thread.
You got to wake the guy up to ask him if he hears it? Poor Russell.
Also, to tell him to stop snoring.
Yeah.
Which I can, you know, I know he's not hearing it because he's snoring.
Yeah, he's out.
But
like
it's
a
like
light.
My pain should be your pain. So I really, like last night, after laying awake for hours and getting to a Whitney Houston song, which, by the way, I'm sorry, guys, but it's off key.
Not good enough.
I was like, I have to do something about this. So I went on the council website because I thought, can I call the police?
What? Well, hang on. Let's reiterate. What time was this?
It's about 8:30, 9 o'clock. Went on the council website and apparently during the week, 10 p.m. onwards is when you can put in a noise complaint. But by 10 p.m., I've got an eye twitch. Yeah. Like I've had enough.
Yeah.
And last night was a Wednesday. So I thought, okay, maybe I can't call the police. And I thought, you know what, let's go straight to the source. Now, I actually don't know what house it is coming from. So, and part of me was like, because I live in the industrial area, someone opened up a makeshift karaoke bar.
Part of me wants to go.
Mate, if you can't beat them, join them. Yeah. No, absolutely not. But I thought, I'm going to write a letter and just do a letterbox drop because maybe I'll kill them with kindness. So I did up a bit of a draft in my sleep-deprived state.
Now, I have a feeling this is not kindness, this letter.
Dear neighbours, my name is Carly and I have to unfortunately be up for work each day. And when I was a toddler, I loved being sung to sleep. But I'm an adult now. It doesn't work as well. So if you're the household indulging in karaoke each night at around 9 p.m, can you please stop it? I would really appreciate it. I love karaoke's and your parties sound fun, but stop it. Have them, but don't.
Oh.
On the weekends, not during the week. From your friendly neighbor, Carly. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, kill them with kindness, but send a strong message.
That's not kind. That's like a mafia, you know, make them an offer I can't refuse. I have a question for you before we go, though. Was your window open?
Yeah, but it's the far north!
No, close your window,
trust
put the aircon on.
That noise travels through anything, including my skull.
13 12 16 is our number. Opening up the phone lines. Is there a cutoff age for skateboarding? I'm saying if you're over 30 and you skateboard, uncool.
I totally disagree on every level. I just think skateboarding, when you're older, makes it even cooler that you can still rock an ollie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be good. If you're going to be over 30 and skateboard, you better be amazing to the point where you're getting sponsored and you're a professional. Otherwise, hang up the boots. Let go of the glory days, mate.
You mean the DC shoes?
Yeah, the big puffy gloves with the eyebrow ring. Now, Damo from Yorkies on 13, 12, 16. Okay, mate, if you're skateboarding over 30, is that cool or uncool?
It's totally uncool.
What?
Yeah, so, no, listen, Damo, how old are you?
I'm 42.
Now, when was the last time you picked up a skateboard?
Back when I was 17.
Yeah, see, after that, you got to hang up the boots.
I disagree. Do you think that you have a bit of a bitter taste in your mouth because you weren't a great skateboarder?
I was awesome.
I knew all the tricks,
had all the moves, about to sign a sponsorship deal. And,
what?
Is that a lie?
Yeah.
Thanks, Damo. 13, 12, 16, good morning. You're live on the air. Skateboarding, is there a cutoff age, you reckon?
Hello, this is, are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, man.
Okay, right. Well, what I reckon is that if you have a birthday, okay, and you get a letter from the Queen asking you not to skateboard anymore, it's probably a good idea not to.
So you think that Seamus has no authority over this, that it has to go to the Queen Council?
Yeah. It should be by royal decree.
Okay, I love this.
Because the Queen sends you a letter on your 100th birthday.
Yes. Which yeah, I think what you're saying is that, then. Yeah, okay. Now, are you still skateboarding?
No, not anymore.
How old are you?
I'm 48.
48.
And why did you stop?
Because I never took it up.
I love it. That's right.